This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bringing us into another one of our visits here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to help you consider what's going on in the world of agriculture from our point of view. And I say our point of view, I say the people who are like me that are traditional American family farmers, traditional values when it comes to the farm, raising animals and growing food. You know, there's a big focus these days on trying to get natural food, local food, and it's really become kind of contorted because in the days when I grew up, it was expected that people would buy from the local grower, distributor of food, whether it was dairy, in my town, there were three, when I was a kid growing up, there were three dairies. Waveney Farm, Sunshine Dairy, Camper Sal's, Eastley Farm, the farm that I own now, they all produced their own milk with their own cows, and they processed it, and they delivered it. They all had trucks, and they had their own section of various towns that they would go to. It was competitive, and it was great quality. Now, for whatever the reason, we all kind of know what the reasons are, things have changed dramatically because the way we live has changed dramatically because many of us, and most of us, don't have land and don't have animals and don't have a garden. I put up, you remember a couple of weeks ago, I had a conversation with a fellow from a firm called Let Us Grow. It was a hydroponic way of growing things in your own home or on your roof or whatever. And so I've set one of them up on the farm. You go to my farm site, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, farm.com, and put pictures of that up, because I think what it does is sends a message. You can grow a lot of things at home if you don't even have soil. And it's, I want that to sort of be a part of what encourages people to think about, oh, this is what food really tastes like. And during the summertime, we get a better shot at that because there's more farm work, there's more fresh food around, especially in the northern climes. People in the South are sort of used to having the ability to go to a farmer's market or to the farm and get what they're looking for, which is good, healthy food. But now, this good, healthy food is more the exception than the rule. And so that's brought us around to a lot of the mainline problems that we have. One of the things that has changed because people are moving off the farm and moving into suburbia or into cities and moving away from where the hard work is, and not much money, certainly. Then the need for outside help. So our news this week is that the government is considering issuing more farm visas to boost asylum seekers who are coming out of Guatemala. U.S. thinking about sweetening the deal. One idea includes expanding the number of farm visas that it offers to the Guatemalans. There is a news report that one of the special assistants to the president floated the plan in front of some reporters this week that the U.S. could triple the number of H-2A visas. The problem with the H-2A visa, however, is that it is way too conflicting. The rules are nonsense. You can't have a wooden table in the house that you provide for the H-2A workers. It has to be metal. Things like that. Back to more government stupid rules and regulations. Do you know that it costs more money to buy a metal table than it does a wood table? Like, things like that. Why are we, what is there about the government that gets its paws into everything and screws everything up? The H-2A visas from Guatemala last year numbered 3,800. Visas given to people assigned to do temporary farm work here. They are not going to become citizens. They're just working to fill jobs that can't be filled because we apparently don't have people that are American citizens that want to do the work anymore because we spoiled everybody, made it too easy for everyone to get money out of the government and not have to work. That's my own read on this, but I think a lot of people agree with me. So this particular asylum deal is tied to what they call a safe third country agreement, which is aimed at cutting down asylum claims to our country to begin with. It requires Central American migrants to apply for asylum protection in Guatemala before you come to our country. Guatemala signed the agreement. The incoming president, however, Mr. Giammattea, has said his country doesn't have the resources to implement the agreement. Says Guatemala's legislature has to approve it as well. And so now there's a question about whether this is going to take place or it isn't going to take place. So that's why we're thinking about sort of sidestepping the agreement. Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, said the U.S. is going to work with Guatemala to aid in getting qualified workers into the H-2A visa program. So my read also on this is that we ought to update we ought to have the H-2A program get real with the times. This is not the time for us to be making it more difficult to have workers on the farm. And for the farmers who don't have any money, look around you, man. Look at the plight of farmers and how many are considering getting out. Farming as an occupation is not growing. It isn't, for a lot of different reasons. And we're going to talk to Roger Johnson, who is the president of the National Farmers Union, about some of these the waivers that we're talking about. Waivers for employees and waivers for, you know, what goes on, what happens to some of our farm products. The government. The government makes a mess of everything. They've made a mess of life on the farm in this country. And I know it was in a way trying to help out, but at least I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt. Although when I see where all the money is going to the big agribusinesses and not to the farmers who need them, I question the sincerity and the reality of what really is going on here. Are we buying votes? Are we helping our corporate pals? What are we really doing? I'll put that question to Roger Johnson from the NFU in a matter of moments as well. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer with an encouragement for you to lose weight. Farmers sometimes, eating habits aren't as good. They eat on the run. So you get along a little bit beyond the 50, 55-year-old spectrum, and you need to lose some weight. No more crash diets for you, however. No drugs, no stimulants. You've decided after you listen to me talk about Calitrin, that was the road for you. And that makes sense. You'll lose weight. I'm looking at a woman named Deborah, lost 63 pounds on this. Took her a while to do it because this doesn't happen overnight. Safely losing weight doesn't happen like, you know, having an operation. 3 hours later, you've lost 36 pounds. Alyssa lost weight, Amanda did, all people that are from the farm, and they send that information. Still growing and going strong. The company's growing because they've done such a great job. It's called Calitrin. That's the name of the product. Website is either calitrin.com or toploss.com. And there you can see all of the testimonies from all the people who have gotten on to Calitrin, taken it consistently, stayed in touch when they had questions, and followed social media examples of other people. Very relevant way to lose weight and keep it off, and that's what you want to do. So, if you want to get in on the special deal right now, buy three bottles, get two free, get 10% off everything, free shipping. Use the code DJV when you go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, that's Calitrin.com. You can also go to toploss.com. Make sure you use the DJV code to buy the bottles. Keep yourself in the program because if you want to lose the weight and keep it off, that's what the program assures you. That's what's going to happen. Three bottles at the regular price, two are free, 10% off, and free shipping. Get on to the program. Lose the weight. Use all-natural Calitrin and buy it with the DJV code at Calitrin.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. And now, I wouldn't use anything else. Power swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get power swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have back on the program one of the people in Washington I have great respect for. I like Roger Johnson, and if we were closer, we'd probably be pals more than just conversational friends. He has an attitude toward farming that is right up my alley. Their website, National Farmers Union, is nfu.org. So let's talk about a lot of different things, Roger, starting with the hardship waivers for the refineries. I don't think a lot of people, the average person who's not on the farm or not connected to agriculture, realizes how these fuel standards have inveigled themselves into the production of corn and other things in our country. They just don't know. They don't have a connection. They don't get it. You think that's true?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Doug. It's always good to be with you. The hardship exemptions is for folks who don't follow sort of the biofuels news. It's kind of deep in the weeds, but they are, in very simple terms, EPA has the authority to exempt certain refineries, called small refineries below a certain capacity, from having to comply with the renewable fuel standard. The renewable fuel standard says that a certain percentage of your gasoline should be comprised of biofuels, of ethanol principally, but other biofuels as well. And so these oil companies apply to EPA and say, we've got this financial hardship, and therefore we want to be exempted from having to comply with this. EPA historically, under the Obama administration, granted 5 or 6 or 7 of these a year. Under the current administration, they've ramped that up into the 20s, near 30, dramatically increasing the number of exemptions. Now, they are dominantly secret exemptions. You only figure them out by doing reverse stuff, because they won't say who gets them. But what we know is that it's the largest oil companies in the world that are getting these exemptions.
Hardships for them, right?
Because it's financially in hardship. I mean, net farm income is half of what it was 5 years ago. Oil companies are making billions of dollars in profit, and we're giving these waivers out to oil companies. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. So let's talk a little bit more about that and some other things that are egregiously just government, and it just isn't it's not good for the farmer. And I get a kick out of people saying they still support Trump. All right, here we are at 21 after on the American Family Farmer Show.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Farmer. Our podcast is AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Roger Johnson, who's president of the National Farmers Union, is here with us. We started out talking about these hardship waivers that are being given to the big oil companies. And so if you don't really get the picture, ethanol is something that is a construct of corn, and farmers growing corn and then selling it so they can use it to make, in part, you see on the, if you go to the gas station, you see this product contains 10% ethanol. Well, the ethanol is from the farmers growing corn. So if the oil companies are given waivers because it's more convenient for them to just make the gasoline the way they've made it and not bring the family farmer or not anybody, any farmers growing this stuff for them, it affects life on the farm. And farm, as you were saying a minute ago, Roger, farm income is down by 50%. At what point, the farmers who are saying uncle everywhere, it's like they were planning. Yeah. It's like these people who are running the government want to put the family farmers out of business. It's that obvious.
Yeah, so I want to push back a little bit here because I mean, our office is in Washington, D.C. We are here because we're here to try and petition the government to do right by family farmers.
Right.
That's really who we are as an organization. And so I don't want to argue that government is bad. Listen, we all do stupid things. Government is part of us. We are government. And so I would encourage folks to get involved in government to make it better as the alternative. But to your point, the when we talk about sort of all these trade sanctions that the Trump administration has put on and all the countries around the world that have been retaliating against us as a result of it, there has been enormous damage done to our markets overseas. And as a consequence, our prices has fallen dramatically. Farm income has gone down. And then you reference these payments that are being made by the Trump administration. There is a provision in old authorizing legislation around farm bills that lets USDA take money from the CCC and use it for a fairly unrestricted wide range of different things. It is that provision that Trump is using in order to make these payments to farmers because he's recognizing that he damaged their markets. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, one of the things that we argued more than a year ago when he first announced these payments is that they shouldn't just be designed at USDA. They should be rolled into the Farm Bill. They ought to have Congress involved in sort of setting the rules so that there at least can be public discussion about them. They didn't do it. No. And what they did, in fact, was base these payments on factors that have not been fully disclosed yet, and they basically threw out any pretense of payment limitations. So you got farmers that are getting $500,000, over $1 million of these payments to individual farmers when they're supposed to be helping folks like you and me.
Right.
And we think it's just egregious. And, you know, had that happened under congressional oversight, we at least would have had a chance to argue, no, you can't make those sort of, you can't just throw out any pretense of trying to focus these payments on family farmers.
Well, there's a collective. They keep referring to farmers like everybody thinks, oh, this is going to the family farmer. My share of it was $189, and I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, well, so, see, there you go.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Whereas all these people that Roger's just talking about, mentioning the huge agribusinesses and some of the huge farms that work with them, get millions of dollars in aid that they don't need because they're making all kinds of dough. It is ludicrous what we're letting be done. Now, I know you said we have to work in government circles. Yeah, we do. So it's important and incumbent on us to make sure that people who are elected are doing the bidding in behalf of the nation's family farmers. More from Roger Johnson from the National Farmers Union in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants, doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go into maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy three bottles, get two free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After seemingly expressing support for expanding gun purchase background checks just a few days ago, President Trump seems to be backing away from that, saying only that he was now supporting the enhancement of the existing background check system. He told reporters yesterday he shares the NRA's concerns about taking rights away from lawful gun owners.
We have to be very careful about that. You know, they call it the slippery slope, and all of a sudden everything gets taken away. We're not going to let that happen.
The Guardian's reporting law enforcement has prevented 6 mass shootings in America since the deadly attacks in El Paso, Dayton, and Gilroy, saying several of the plots may have involved white supremacists. The 6 suspected of planning the attacks are accused of targeting gays, Jews, blacks, Latinos, and Muslims. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby,
we're now focused on farming, the American Family Farmer, our podcasts. You can find every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Program is heard on 238 radio stations all around the country, and you can listen to the whole broadcast, or you can listen to premium parts of it in the podcast, all of that, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Just hit the listen button when you go there. Joining us today for conversation, Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. We've been talking about the waivers, the hardship waivers, and what a joke that is for the oil companies. Let's dig around a little bit more in a couple of other things that I actually, before you came on, you may have heard me talking about the visas to boost Guatemalan asylum consideration. The H-2A program is something that I'm not a fan of. I don't know whether it's become necessary. And once again, back to what you said, you're more reasonable than I am. I don't like the government at all.
I didn't put it quite that way, but
well, but
it's your words.
Yeah, I know, but it's pretty close. Anyway, your job is to work with the government, and I belong to the NFU, and I'm happy I do. Mm-hmm. I get frustrated because I don't think there's enough, especially in my part of the world, because there isn't as much farming done here as there used to be, for all kinds of reasons, mostly, frankly, government intervention screwing things up. The dairy stuff is a pretty good example of it. But let's talk about the asylum thing and how that might help American family farming. And then maybe you can give me your overview. The H-2A program, I think, is a disaster, but you tell me what you think.
Yeah, so it is very, very complicated. And
And there has been a decades-long effort that we have been a part of, lots of folks have been a part of, trying to get it changed so that it works better, that it's simpler, that it sort of meets the needs, that it isn't. H2A is basically a temporary worker program. Mm-hmm. And so the presumption is, if you need help on your farm, that help is only needed temporarily. And so you can help, you can get help by having an immigrant come in, working on your farm for this very specific purpose. And then after a fairly limited amount of time, they're supposed to go back and, well, it doesn't happen. I mean, we all know it doesn't happen. There's something like 11 million immigrants who are undocumented in this country. They, when they're here, they just tend not to go back.
Yeah, they just disappear.
Yeah, they disappear into the, you know, and they live sort of in fear. It's sort of an underground mentality, and it's not who we are as America, in my personal opinion.
Yep.
We ought to treat people like people regardless of who they are, but we ought to have rules that are fair and that are usable. There are certainly circumstances where farmers need help. And there are certainly lots of places where there just aren't people who are willing to do that kind of very hard work that you and I spend too many hours doing on our farms.
Yep.
And so that's still the reason why you have farmers that are, you know, sort of needing this help. And so we ought to have rules that work for that.
Well, the thing that I find ridiculous, when you get down to brass tacks, the simple, stupid stuff, like I remember once applying to get into the program,
yeah,
and I was told that when the inspector comes to the home where these workers will live, make sure that the kitchen table is made out of metal and not wood. And I looked at this woman and I said, what are you talking about? Well, we can't, our rules are you can't have a wooden table. And I thought to my, and I, then I said to her, I looked at her, I said, what, are you crazy? What the hell difference does it make whether it's a table made out of wood or whether it's made out of metal? And she said, those were our rules. I said, where'd they come from? She said, they come from Washington. Now, can you tell, my table is a wooden table, and I seem
shame
to be okay. Yeah, I know, right? I throw it out, burn it, and put a metal table in. But that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Isn't
yeah,
it?
I've never used the program, so I can't talk about it from a personal standpoint. But but I've talked to lots of farmers that just really, really struggled to use it. Now, despite how difficult it is to use, use is up pretty dramatically in the last few years,
yeah,
and it's up because there's all this pressure to export undocumented immigrants.
Yeah.
And so you've got all this fear that's going on. It's becoming harder and harder for farmers to find folks no matter what. And so they are simply going and using that program despite its really kind of ridiculous rules and an awful lot of bureaucratic red tape that's associated with it.
Yeah. Nonsense. All right, here's an example of something I guess we would consider, you know, I'm a dairy guy. I'm not a guy that raises, although I was talking to you off the air about raising beans because I got some land that I want to use for hemp, but because the government has made a mess out of that, I can put the land to some use. And so we have that, but not many people up here, for whatever the reason, grow beans. And maybe it's the market. I'll find out and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But there was a bill that was passed in New Hampshire that I thought was pretty creative, given the reality of what goes on, where people are buying their milk mostly in the grocery store. But I guess you can do this if you desire. The state has okayed that there be two labels on milk. And if you want to pay more to help the farmer out, you know that story? 50 cents more for a gallon. Did you see that?
I did see that. I read a story here a week or two ago about this effort. And I remember is it was somewhere in the Northeast, and was designed to provide some extra payment to the farmer who produced this.
Right. Well, we all know that the cost of what is it? I don't know what a gallon of milk costs where you are. Where I am, it's four $1.95 or so, and only $1.19 of that goes to the farmer.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
know that the DFA, I don't know, they're not my friends. They never were.
Yeah.
The Sweezer or Sousa or whatever their family name is at Dean Foods and Dairy Farmers America, they're all in cahoots. And they are all controlling the fluid milk supply so that farmers are getting screwed. And we're getting milk coming from these factory farms that is just crap. And so apparently this addresses that somewhat. As in most of the Northeast states, dairy farming is way... We only have 100 dairy farms left in the whole state of Massachusetts.
Yeah, I know.
So what do we do? Is this the right way? Is there another way of doing... So farmers get what they, it costs them to...
I'd certainly give them credit for trying to think outside the box. Farmers get now less than 15 cents out of the consumer food dollar across all different food products. So
yeah.
Dairy, it's just a little bit higher on fluid milk because there's a little less processing than there is in something like a bushel of wheat that is turned into a loaf of bread and that kind of stuff. But 15 cents out of the dollar. And so the argument here from an economic standpoint, if farmers just got 20 cents out of that dollar, that'd be a significant increase in the sure. amount of money that farmers would get, and it would be a modest change in cost for the consumer. And so I think that sort of thinking is probably what's behind this law. And I certainly give them credit for trying to think about the small family farmer. Because
what would happen if you tried to do that nationally, do you think? Something like that.
Oh, it's then I'd turn into sort of ranting against government like you do.
Oh, gee, thanks.
It'd be very, very, very difficult.
Yeah, very, very difficult. Roger Johnson continues with us here on the American Family Farmer after I whiten your teeth. Intensive stain removal. Don't use toothpaste. Use Power Swabs. Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth safely. It's an all-natural product. Use it once. Your teeth will be two shades whiter than they were 5 minutes before you used it. And just keep that process up every 5, 6, 7 days. Get whiter teeth. Help you look younger. Feel better about yourself. Toothpaste, no, because of the harmful abrasives and chemicals. I like to think it's kind of like running for office. I don't want to talk about the other person. I don't want to say this is the reason to vote for me because you shouldn't vote for him. In terms of the product, we all know there's a lot of toothpaste stuff that's around and a lot of things that actually penetrate the enamel on your teeth. It may be that you get rid of the stains, but you also are allowing bacteria and plaque to get in there because you've weakened the protection that the basic tooth has through its enamel. So if you smoke a lot, if you are drinking coffee and tea and wine, that sort of thing, this is the ultimate safe solution for all of you who want to have a visible whitening effect as well as full protection to your gums and teeth with fresher breath even. It's great. Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and buy the Power Swabs in the kit. 50% off the retail price. Now available directly to you. Use the code DJV. Call 800-208-1797 for the brightest smile, the safest way to get there. With all natural Power Swabs, call 800-208-1797. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Roger Johnson here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmers. Just reading more into some of the things going on here in New England, how farmers are adapting to the reality. More and more people are selling in the store, or there are some routes that have been set back up again by farmers. And a couple of them done it successfully here in my area. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. But I still am looking around in the Northeast in the auction sections of the various trades, and there is sale after sale after sale after sale, Roger. 750 cows, 1,100 cows. People that just can't make it. And so I was at an auction a couple of weeks ago, and the auctioneer said when the prices that were coming in for some of the things that were being sold, he looked at the people in the group and said, I don't know what you folks think about where your food's going to come from in the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But with the prices that are being paid for this stuff, nobody's staying in farming. So have you asked yourself where the food is going to come from? I think that may be one of the premier jobs that you have, Roger, as president of the NFU, trying to educate people. If we don't do something intelligent, where the hell is our food going to come from?
Yeah, it's, you know, for a long time, our membership has supported supply management of some sort that that provides that instead of in agriculture, there's this dynamic that if you produce just a little bit too much, the market goes to pot. It's just really bad because people can only eat so much. If there's too much on the market, it just destroys the market. And the converse is true. If you produce too little, the market goes through the roof, and then you have a lot of despair. And so the point of this is that any government should want its people to be fed. So they want to guard against prices being explosively high. But at the same time, they want to make sure there's a bit of a surplus. But if there's a surplus, by definition, you've destroyed the market. So we would argue that take that little surplus off the market, set it aside, let the market move within sort of a reasonable range, and then you have a chance for family farmers to survive. The dairy industry is hemorrhaging because we don't have any sort of supply management that's a part of it right now. It's just overproducing.
Yep. And again, one of the reasons is because these 5-10,000 farm factory farms that produce. Oof. All right, well, thank you for being here. I always like having you on to chat about reality. Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union in Washington, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Sounds like we're at the bar. All right, so I am. This portion of the program becomes my commentary on what's going on, the reality of things going on the farm. The New York legislature and the governor have passed a labor law that requires that farm workers do collective bargaining. I'm going to talk about that and the ludicrous focus that there is on these people who haven't really, the workers haven't brought this up. I'll tell you who has and why I find it troubling right after this.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or share your summer in a Durango. Hurry into the Dodge Summer Clearance event now and save. See dealer for details. Take lethal delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
So here's a sort of conundrum that we all face. Although I don't have enough employees on my farm to have to worry about collective bargaining, but at this time of year when it's about harvest, you know, it's apple time, it's fruit time, this is the time of the year, August, September, October, when the largest use of foreign labor is, some of the spring. You know what I'm saying, it's picking time. And the Farm Worker Fair Labor Practices Act, which was passed in New York, this is the reason New York scratches, the people who run New York farming scratch, well, where are all the farmers going? You morons, they're going because they can't deal with all of the government regulations, and even the farm workers are not calling for this. A couple of the leaders of some of the farm workers, most of the farm workers are happy to have the opportunity that they do to come to America and make decent money and go back to where they came from, or if they, you know, they kind of sneak under the radar and they disappear into our system. But anyway, this the state of New York has had its head stuck right up its you know what for a long time. That's why dairy left the state. There aren't very many really good dairy farms. There's some fabulous land. New York is a fabulous farming state. If it weren't for the politics, and I say this admittedly, liberalism, which means well most of the time, but allowing people to, you know, the Farm Bureau got involved in this thing, National Farmers Union got involved in this thing, one of the farm workers a couple of years ago got this started, an organizer named Crispin Hernandez, then the Worker Center of Central New York got involved, the Worker Justice Center, New York Civil Liberties Union suing the state after this guy was fired from one of the largest dairies in the state. And after he was fired, it was found out, and not only was he stealing, but he also was an illegal. I mean, there are all kinds of things. But still, they stayed with this, and what came out of it was, you know, the ability that these people have with one leader and one voice to negotiate for whatever it is that these people think they ought to have, which no matter how you measure it, it may be substandard in some circumstances to what we have in America for American workers, but it's way beyond whatever they're going to make in the situation they have back home. So it's all about now overtime after 60 hours a week. You can collectively bargain. Somebody will come in and organize. Now, these are the huge farms. Yep, they have lots of employees. The farms that employ immediate family members are exempt from the overtime rules. So you don't have to. Can you imagine your son or your daughter coming up to you and saying, Dad, the law requires that I get paid an hour and a half for overtime, and I work 41 and a half hours, so I want overtime for 1.5 hours. What farm family, what farmer in his or her right mind would think that makes sense? It doesn't. None of this damn stuff makes sense, and yet it continues to, this attitude continues to flourish and therefore affect the amount of food we're going to have eventually and the quality of the food. That's the way I see it. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm the American Family Farmer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.